This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, July 6th. God's word for you today is heart attack. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 42, verse 11, and it says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." The heart is under tremendous attack. All the pressure you are feeling and all the things you are going through are attacks on your heart. Your heart is under constant attack. Do you know why? It is because your heart is your citadel. Do you remember the citadel principle from my book, Winning? Gaining and sustaining victory in the battles of life. I explained in the principle of security that you must protect your citadel. When the citadel comes down, the kingdom comes down. That is why the citadel is protected. And it is usually the last to fall if it falls at all. Your heart is your citadel of power, the place that must not fall. Your heart will not fall. Your heart will not fail. Your heart will not falter in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Your heart is under attack. A lot of people are dying of heart attack. That is what it is, literally. We know what a heart attack is physically, but guess what? It is the same thing spiritually and in life. A lot of people are dying of a heart attack. You will not die of a heart attack in the name of Jesus. Every attack on your heart will come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. There are various forms of attack on the heart. We are going to talk about a few. The first is the three D's: discouragement, disappointment, and disillusionment. You get discouraged because you have been disappointed. You get disappointed by people or situations you had high expectations for. Then the disappointment leads to discouragement. I need you to take it from the word of God. God does not want you to be discouraged. Do you know that most of the things we are disappointed about are mainly perceptions? You perceive that something is in a certain way, but it is not. Yet, you build on your perception and you are disappointed, discouraged, and eventually disillusioned. Even if it was accurately judged, it is not worth your disillusionment. You expected so much from the person you were dating, but it disappointed you. So you are discouraged because of that disappointment. Then you become disillusioned. All men are scum. All men are liars. No, they are not. It all started with what? Disappointment. So many people are disillusioned, and it is a very terrible place to be. One of the signs of disillusionment is you see your friends as enemies, and you see your enemies as friends. It all starts with disappointment, graduates to discouragement, and then leads to disillusionment. We break the power of disillusionment over everyone now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I turn my eyes and my heart to you and banish discouragement, disappointment, and disillusionment from my life and heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.